Tafrei Shain Aleph Siv Zayin. Mitzvah Lanicha B'Tevach HaSamach LePesach. The person who's lighting outside should put the menorah within a tefach of the opening, not further away from it. Many posts can hold it as the ikuva. This moil you put on the left side. When you walk into the house, you are surrounded by mitzvahs. Mezuzah on the right side, and the chanukah menorah on the left side. The right side is always more choshev. So if you don't have mezuzah, and anyway you won't be mesuvah, surrounded by the mitzvahs, put the menorah on the right side. He's putting in the doorway itself, then put in the left side of the entrance. Says the Rambam, "Miu b'smanaseh shukolam madlikim b'fneim v'inhegel b'nei rishus haram klal." Ain't lochut kolkachim ain't madlikim b'tevach samu lepesach. That which you said, you have to light it right next to the Pesach, and when you're lighting it outside, to publicize that your hadloka is shaykh to your house, and the people in Rishus HaRabim will see it. But if anyway people in Rishus HaRabim won't see it, there's not so much of an inyan to light next to the doorway inside. He says, even so, the minigun's time was to light inside within a tevach hasamach lepesach. So you have that inyan of going through two mitzvahs when you enter the house. So in the shana zem ken rab bnei habayis sheodef yoyzel hanakolechem b'mkam yuchad mila arev haneus v'yachad v'yneke kam haneus madlikim. There's many menorahs that can be lit in the home. You shouldn't light them all by the entrance inside, because then you have no heker what day it is. So it's best to spread them around, one by the door and the other ones in other places or different levels on the doorway. Even those who are lighting inside should not light in the regular place where they regularly would light. Won't be recognizable. This is a menorah. It looks like the regular lighting chandelier. The afi ein heker rakum nebais mekomokim heker mixtas miyboy. Even though anyway people from Rishus HaRabim can't see it, and the people in the house know that he lit it for Chanukah menorah, but even so, you have to make some type of external heker. It's not the regular lights you're using in the house. Says the Machaber, basically. Kneses manicha b'koyzel doron, the doron menorah, misan mizrach l'mayiv. One should put in the shul on the southern wall, like in the base of Mikdash, where the menorah was in the southern side, and set up the names from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. Umadlikim, umevolchim, mishum pirsum enis. Here's a big chiddush. The Machaber admits over here that we do make a bracha on that locha in the base of Knesset, even though on other menahagim that Machaber also do not make a bracha. Here they made a special new type of Hadlokas Neiris, which has the status of Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah. Says the Rambam, we know the Mitzvah Neiris of Beis HaKnesses, but there are also the Hadlokas Neiris. One cannot rely on that which was lit in the shul, and it's a light at home also. Hadlokas Neiris of Beis HaKnesses, and Mincha L'Mayriv. Hadlokas Neiris of Beis HaShabbos, Koidim Mincha. Generally, we lie between Mincha and Mayriv. There are those that have a minig to be Madlik on Erev Shabbos Chanukah before Mincha. You do that, especially if you're down a little bit late by the time you're finishing davening. Mincha is very, very close to Shkia, which is not recommended to do any malachis. And the Shabru brings that if the mincha is made early enough, either do it after mincha. But if mincha is made at a time that's already getting very close to Shkia, then it's better to light it beforehand. But here's the Rambam, and brings him the Ma'alis, Fa'al Achel Shabir Chashatz. The tzibur can demand that they want the shliach tzibur not to light all the candles, not to use up the precious time, and he lights one and then has somebody else finish it off for him, and he starts his feeling.